And this great gladness is going to be in stark contrast to what we see in chapter 9 when they recount, you know, their God's faithfulness, but they remember all of their failures. And they say, you know, we are in great distress. This was great gladness because they had found the words of the law and they were obedient to it in the simplicity of doing exactly what God said. They didn't, as we said, come up with a new way of doing anything. They just simply went and got these different types of branches and constructed a booth. And everybody could look at that and say, well, that's a ridiculous thing to do. You know, why are we doing that? And I just want to make application quickly to what it must have been like for those few brethren who a couple hundred years ago discovered what God's word said concerning so many things that we hold so dear today. And what we, the gladness that they must have experienced when they found written in the words of the book of the law exactly what God would say. This is how you're to simply remember the Lord and show forth his death. And everyone around would look at that and say, that's ridiculous. That's not applicable anymore. Let's move on. Let's do something better. Let's do something that has more of an impact. Or let's do something that's more creative or gets more people involved or whatever. This was something, just simply go get the branches and construct this booth, sit under it, and remember what God has done. And the great gladness that they must have experienced, and the great gladness that we experience when we have the simple truths of how we're together, and the coming of the Lord, and the breaking of bread, and these other things that the Spirit of God delivered unto Paul a long time ago, but took a long time before they ever got rediscovered again, and the gladness that we enjoy today because of that.
I'm truly thankful that you are highlighting before us the Word of God does not change. And it is our responsibility to submit to it at all times. Just if you want to take numbers, from Leviticus to this instruction was 1,045 years difference. 1,045 years. I'll tell you, whatever the brother was reminding us, if it was us, we'd say, oh, this is an old-fashioned, way long time ago. When Joshua celebrated up to now, it was probably 1,020, 1,025 years. And we might say, well, okay, you know what? Even our fathers have set this aside. Why go into it? There's nothing like this in the Word of God. When the Apostle Paul was writing to the assembly at Corinthians, he said to the saint, to the church of God at Corinth, called to be saints, right? Sanctified by Christ Jesus, called to be saints. But he didn't stop there. Because Corinthians to me is an epistle of order. How we need to behave. How we need to function in booths, if you will, local testimonies. But he says, not only to you, but to all and everyone that call upon the name of the Lord, to them and you. This is the beauty of it. That nobody was sitting there trying to bring their own interpretation of things. This is what I dislike, brethren, when we say, well, that's your interpretation, and that's my interpretation. Let me assure the saints of God and the young ones, there's only one true interpretation as far as Scripture is concerned, and it is the Word of God. And sometimes there are things that are extremely simple. Thy word is simple. That's what the psalmist said. And they are so simple, but yet we inject into it our intellect and we try to start maneuvering and interpreting things that are not there. Brethren, these saints at that time in simplicity took the word of God, submit to it, and understood what was good in the days of Moses is good for us. And what was good in the days of the apostles is good for us. We have to accept this and recognize that all these things were written for us. So if I want to learn everything, it's found in the Bible. But my responsibility as earlier saints, submit to it. You and I, we have to do the same.
And it seems like the increased hunger to the Word of God has been coming on and on and on. It was first, they stood up when Ezra opened the book and he read. But if you read the last verse of the chapter, verse 18, also day by day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. You know, we were talking earlier, sometimes we don't have the desire to read. Here, day by day, there was no day that passed that they did not read the Word of God. I just want to leave it with us. There was no day that they have not read the Word of God. There was no day. It's day by day that they read the word of God. And this is one thing that's really important to every one of us. Every day, we need to read the word of God. Just like you eat every day. It is the same thing. It is not duty. It's a necessity. It's a necessity. It's not a duty. It's not like, well, I could or I could not. You need to eat. You need to read.
Maybe we can move into chapter 9. The purpose of the intention of looking at chapter 9 is certainly not that we would go over every verse. It's a very long chapter, as many of you already have realized. But the intention of it is to follow the order that we have here, where in chapter 8, they found the book of the law, they obeyed it, there was great gladness. In chapter 9, they go back to confessing their sins, realizing, and these are individuals that, you know, as you read it, you say, wow, they were really, somebody taught them from the scriptures. They really knew the history of the dealings of God with the nation of Israel. They really knew all about it from verse 5 on. They recount all of the things that God did to them and did for them. And they also recognize from you know, going on from 17 on about to the end of the chapter, all of their failures, their disobedience. But it starts with God's faithfulness to them. It starts with God's faithfulness to them, that in spite of their disobedience, in spite of their failures, that God was faithful. He was faithful to bless, and he was faithful to punish them and to send them into captivity when they were not obedient. And they recognize it by the end of the chapter that all of their problems had to do with their disobedience to the simple word of God. But they start out in verse 1. The 24th day of the month. And I thought it was interesting that the Spirit of God skips a couple of days. They go from the 21st day to now the 24th day. So there's a 2 to 3, you know, day window gap in there. And what was happening? And we find in verse 1 that they're now assembled. The 24th day of this month, the same month, the 7th month, children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. And then they separate from their strangers. I think we want to talk about that a little bit, and how they, and then they confess their sins. But I just thought it was interesting that, there's a couple day gap. And to me, what was happening during that gap was they were continuing to mull over and to think about and to chew upon the things that they had read and the things that they were supposed to be doing, and to recount God's faithfulness all through this time, and in light of realizing that God was with them throughout that whole period of time, and they had failed so much, it leads them to this humbling aspect and putting on of sackcloth and ashes.